Thank you. Okay, we're next up on our agenda. It looks like I've hit it. There it is. You start fishing through stuff. Here I am. Okay. I've got request rezoning, planning board case number 2103, LT Developments, LLC, care of Derek Lee of Lee Engineering, the applicant. Could you please give the department's views? Mr. Binkley.
Yes, sir. This Mr. 2103 is a property on the west side of Springfield to Stonehenge Subdivision and adjacent to Rutledge Wilson Farm Park. The property is sort of a remainder or approach that's left over from the creation of two subdivisions and from the construction of West Farm Road 146. This tract is currently zoned R1 Suburban Residence District, and the proposal is to rezone it to R3 Multifamily Residence District to allow a fourplex to be constructed on this property. The applicant has proposed access from Farm Road 146 to develop this property, and the layout has been provided in your packet of how this fourplex would be situated on the property if the zoning case is approved. The staff's recommendation is in support of this rezoning petition, since it is in part of the land use plan that promotes urban residential type uses, and no comments, conditions from the approval, since this is just a straight zoning request.
Thank you, Mr. Binkley. Would the owner, the applicant, the representative please come forward? Name, address, confirm you've been sworn, Mr. Lee, and address, planning board 2103.
My name is Derek Lee. I'm with Lee Engineering. My office is at 1200 East Woodhurst. I have been sworn. I am both the engineer and the owner of this parcel. And I have been working with staff to come up with really any way to develop this piece of land. I've proposed single family or duplexes or anything that I could pretty much just build anything on it. And the comment that I have received from staff is that that they do not want any access to Farm Road 146. But the problem is that there is no access points. If you were able to look at this on a GIS map, you would see that there are no roads that are near to this. And so the solution to that from staff is, well, have a 500-foot driveway off of Linwood. And the problem with that is a 500-foot driveway is more expensive than what the lot's worth. And then you also have issues with fire access, with drives that are that long where fire hydrant, it's just not economically feasible to develop this property in a way that has access other than Farm Road 146, because this is a remainder. And so what I did was I looked at the zoning regs, and what I'm proposing meets the land use plan, it meets the access guidelines. It is not close to any residents. There's one house, the closest house that's to this is roughly 55 feet from the property line, and then we have another 25 feet to this structure. So there's one house that's not really behind it, but close to it, and it's 75 feet away. And it's really on its own lot that it would really be a standalone development to Farm Road 146. And so I don't see how it would affect anybody's property values. I don't see how it hurts anybody, and it allows a really nice piece of land that's to cross the street from a real nice farm to be developed. And the one thing I would ask is if the board does not like the approach, I'm here with my hands before you saying, hey, give me some way that I can develop this property, because I would put anything on it if I could just have some kind of access that works with this remainder piece. The only other thing I would say is the exhibit that you see, the intent of that, the zoning is a straight zoning. And so the intent of that is to show you the absolute maximum development that could go on that lot. We may do a triplex or something like that, something smaller, but it would have to be multifamily to meet the access design guidelines. And then I'd be glad to answer any questions that you have.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Any of the board members have any questions for Mr. Lee?
So, Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Mr. Lee.
Sure.
Ms. Lee, you mentioned that there'd be a 500-foot driveway, and you mentioned Linwood, but on my map, I don't see Linwood extended east of the adjacent properties to the west. Is there something in the works there? I guess I'm going to say to the undeveloped property to the southeast of your proposed area.
Mark, go ahead and say that again. You cut out in the middle. If you'd repeat your question, Mr. Webb.
Yes. Okay. Is there a proposed development to the southeast of your property? Is there a proposed development to the southeast of your property? Because you mentioned something about Linwood, a 500-foot driveway from Linwood, but there's not Linwood on this site map yet. Am I still cutting out?
Jared, did you catch that?
I did. It would be really helpful if staff could share a screen or something that would show the plan to the south, or not the plan, but just the road. Basically, Linwood is a street that's 500 feet away. It's the closest one. Well, there it is. That's the preliminary plat. And so we're actually hoping to get this under construction. We just had a pre-development meeting earlier this week or last week, and we're hoping to start construction on this immediately. And so right now, this lot is that portion up at Farm Road 146. Yes. And so in the staff comments, I was told that they don't support an access to Farm Road 146, even though Greene County's access guidelines would allow that. And the solution to that, because they wouldn't allow it to Farm Road 146, would be to have a 500-foot driveway that comes all the way down to this street. That driveway would be between that existing lot 38, that's 3939 West Linwood. And so that driveway would be 7 feet from that guy's house. And then the new house that would be built on that lot one would have the driveway literally 7 feet. When I say, I mean, that's from his house. And so it just doesn't seem like it's a real possibility to go that way.
What about access to Stonehenge Drive? Looks like that was dedicated perhaps to access this property.
So there's a large drainage way. If you look at those dashed lines right by the six, up where it says Farm Road 146, that is a large multi-cell box culvert. It's not a small amount of water that goes through there. That is a very large structure. And so I mean, you'd basically have to build some kind of road or some kind of large structure through there to get Stonehenge. But Stonehenge, again, you know, would be, I've got it here, I can measure it. You're still doing a very long driveway to a back door that would go right beside the other guy's home. So I'm measuring it right now. That's 418 feet instead of 500 feet to go from Stonehenge.
Do you happen to know what the original idea was, what the original plan was?
So there was a preliminary plat submitted by an engineer, and the property owners went broke on that. They had a cul-de-sac that came off of Linwood and came maybe within 300 feet, and then it was the same deal where you had a 20-foot drive access that was just going right beside two people's homes, and then maybe a 300-foot drive off of a cul-de-sac. But that cul-de-sac, if we put that in, it costs more money to put in the cul-de-sac than it does that the lots are worth. So I'm in a position where I can either put a 600-foot drive and lose money or just not develop it. And so if you look at that preliminary plat, basically what I've done is I've taken that whole lot that's on the north side and I just have it at one lot. And so if I can't do this, it just won't be developed. And I think it's a really nice lot. And I think people will really enjoy living in this location. And I don't think it hurts anybody. I think it's an amenity. It's a beautiful park right across the street.
Any more questions, Mr. Webb?
Where's our attorney?
Fell asleep.
Mr. Binkley?
Oh, he's there. He's there.
Yes, sir.
Do any members of the board have any more questions for Mr. Lee? If not, I have a question. Mr. Lee, you still there?
Yes.
Good. You've mentioned that this was a remnant parcel. Remnant from where or from what development?
So Farm Road 146 used to be an L-shaped road. And so Farm Road 146 changed from an L-shaped road into a nice curve that you see now. I can pull up on my screen these older, I could tell you when it happened, but it wasn't that long ago that it was L-shaped. And so that remnant piece of land that was owned by Greene County, the intent was to develop that. And so they sold it so that it could be developed. But I don't have a way to develop it. So I'm looking at the 2005 aerial, and in 2005, that road came all the way down through the property and then did a hard 90. And then the 2008 aerial, you can see where the new road went in. And so that is a remnant from that old roadbed that was sold back, I assume, for development.
Okay. With that sale, did there come access rights that you purchased?
No, there are no access rights. There's nothing that restricts it. This meets all of Greene County standards. If you read the access management guidelines for an R3 development, this would be approved.
Okay. Was this piece any portion of what was Springview Heights at any time?
No.
No. So it's always been on its own, a remnant piece, no connection with Springview Heights, no connection with any parcel or adjacent around it.
That's correct.
Okay. How long have you owned it?
I've owned it less than a year.
Any parcels in this neighborhood zoned R3 density?
No. The property across the street is not zoned R1. It's more of an agricultural, and it's on a secondary arterial. That's why your land use plan says that this is an appropriate zoning for this site. And we're not close, the actual houses are not close to this. It really is a standalone where I wouldn't be driving through another neighborhood. It really is a separate piece.
But as you've looked at the property, is there any other accesses on 146 at this curve?
The property across the street has got access just up the hill at Stonehenge.
And Stonehenge Drive.
Yeah, well, that's Stonehenge Drive is a road, but the commercial property on the other side of the street has got a driveway at Stonehenge where they have access as well. And our distance, again, meets the access guidelines from those two streets.
Is he trying to not say Rutledge Wilson Farm?
I don't think he's not trying. He may just be more accurate legally described.
Yeah, the question is for Mr. Lee.
It just says commercial property.
I have one, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Lee, you said it was not part of the Springview Heights, right?
That's right. If I could share my screen, I could pull up the 2005 aerial, and it would be very obvious.
Okay. I've got your letter that says to the commission, dated April 15, says reference Springview Heights rezoning. So I'm just a little confused why your letter says it's Springview Heights, but now you're saying it's not.
I don't know what you're referring to.
The letter you wrote to the Greene County Commission on April 15th, 2020.
Is that our attorney?
This one is in Springview Heights.
Okay.
Okay, so it's okay. A lot of Springview Heights then.
Okay, so there is a preliminary plat called Springview Heights. There is no final plat. It is a preliminary plat. And that's what was just on the screen a second ago. And that's why this says Springview Heights rezoning, because there's not an address. And so that is a lot that's on the preliminary plat for our Springview Heights second edition. That's lot 19.
So this remnant parcel, excuse me, Mr. Scott, this remnant parcel is lot 19, Springview Heights second edition preliminary plat.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for clearing that up.
Any other questions for Mr. Lee? None. Thank you, sir.
Is that it?
No. We haven't met the opposition yet.
Mr. Binkley, you there?
I am, yes.
Okay. If the board has no more further questions for Mr. Lee, anyone else wish to come forward and speak in support of 2103? Land Board case 2103. See anybody?
Yeah, I think we have unmuted Mr. Rick Meeks. If you want to go ahead and speak, Rick, you're up.
Oh, this is the attorney.
I am opposed.
Oh, you're early, Rick.
You're opposed? I'm sorry, Rick.
We're looking for in favor. Hold your horses. Just a second.
Sorry about that, Rick.
Anyone else wish to speak in support of 2103? Now's the time. You see anybody, Mr. Binkley?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay. Oh, you got one, Mr. Hughes?
I've unmuted callers just in case.
Okay, gotcha.
But I don't see any others.
Okay, so Thomas had unmuted the callers. No call-in callers about this case, so that would be the end of the in favor commentary.
Thank you. Anyone now wish to speak against 2103? Now be the time. Now, Mr. Rick Mates.
Am I on?
Yes, sir.
Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Chairman Sherman and members of the planning board, I'm Rick Mates, 331 South Kingbury, Springfield. I have been sworn in. I am somewhat confused about the background and take a little bit different issue. I do represent the Stonehenge Property Owners Association. This parcel is, or Stonehenge is immediately west of this property. And it's my understanding that this property, along with another parcel, was all part of phase two of the Stonehenge subdivision. Stonehenge is a mid-priced single-family subdivision. It was constructed around 2006 to 2016. My clients oppose the rezoning and take issue with this being used as a remnant piece of land because it was part of phase two. Phase two was removed from the CCRs of Stonehenge in September of 2012. I am unclear as to whether or not the plan is to access property from Farm Road 146. Based on my review of the staff report, there was a restriction on access from 146, which meant that the access would be coming through Stonehenge most likely. The view of the Homeowners Association is that this land is not a remnant, but to be developed as part of the other parcel. Even though it is irregular in shape and may have physical and topo problems, that's a factor of price buying it. And I think it's important to recognize that a rezone, that condition of this property has been this way for years, and a rezone of it would only probably enhance the value to the current developer or owner and be at the benefit of the surrounding subdivision owner, the homeowner.
Be at the benefit or detriment?
To the detriment, I'm sorry.
It's appalling, isn't it?
Another aspect of it that I think is important to recognize is this is an incompatible use of single family use. I do recognize that the land use map shows this to be mixed use, but there's also a caveat. To my knowledge, there's not been any corridor study done on U.S. Highway 60, and I believe that the 2018 land use plan shows all this as mixed use, but says further study is necessary, so I question the reliance of the land use plan supporting the zoning change, as I think it's incomplete at this time. I also think it's important to look to page 64 of the Green County Land Use Plan. The neighborhood consistency and character is an important factor. I'll quote the Green County Land Use Plan that says, any request to change land use should be substantially consistent with the character of the existing area or the direction in which the area is developing density and land use. I think in this particular case, we're doing some spot zoning, creating a multi-family use in the middle of single-family neighborhood. For this reason, I do not believe that the land use plan is a compelling factor to be considered in reaching a decision to zone change. With that, again, my clients or others knew that this request, this application should be denied because I don't view it as a remnant parcel. I view it as part of a larger parcel. Maybe it's not developed, but again, that's that's been known for a long time, and I believe the use is not compatible with the surrounding area. So I do not believe it's consistent with the land use. So, I'll entertain any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Banks. Anybody have any questions for Rick? You told us a lot. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Planning Board case 2103. Now's a good time. Anybody out there? Tom or Joel?
Yep. Hello? We're working our way through the list.
We've got
Chris Russell. I saw that. Mr. Russell?
Yes, it's Mrs. Russell.
Ms. Russell.
Yes,
sir. Now I know. Thank you.
That's fine. That's fine.
What's your address, please? And you're swearing.
Yes, sir. 3768 West River Rock Street. And I was sworn in.
Thank you.
Our concerns in Stonehenge is that this property is going to be Mr. Lee wants to develop is in between two family residential areas, single family homes. We enjoy the buffer of the natural waterway, the wildlife that go through that area. We're also concerned about the potential in that area. Last week, it was quite evident that there's a huge overflow that runs through there and into Rutledge Wilson Farm, their overflow pond. We also are concerned about the loss of privacy from this development for the neighbors in both subdivisions. And I guess just in final word, I don't want to go on too long, but we just respectfully ask for no zoning change on this parcel of land. We are not against smart planned urban development, but this small development between our two subdivisions of Stonehenge and Springview do not fit that criteria. And I'm sorry that Mr. Lee doesn't have access after he bought the property, but again, to disrupt the lives of the adjacent property owners does not seem fair to us. And I did note that Mr. Artman and Mr. Scott also said that on the previous zoning that was unfair to the residents of those subdivisions. So I'd hope that you would take that into consideration for our subdivision as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Russell. Any questions for Ms. Russell? Anyone else wish to come forward and be heard in opposition? Planning Board 2103.
Mr. Chairman, I have Ms. Foster.
Yes, I'm here.
Your full name, please.
My name is Anna Foster. I live at 3810 West Stonehenge Drive. And I'm calling because I'm going to be living right behind this area where the proposed change is.
Have you been sworn?
I'm just concerned about, pardon me?
Have you been sworn, please?
Oh, yes, I've been sworn.
Thank you.
I am concerned about one, water coming down because, as the other people have said, there's a dry creek back there that when it rains, it becomes a river and empties into the lot right down from me. And so I have concern with them building there. And I guess what I haven't heard yet is if where the actual entrance is to this area that he wants to change, because if it's coming off Stonehenge, that's a problem. It goes to the drainage area. If you dam that up, we're all going to have flooding. And since I'm right behind this area, I would be subject to the noise pollution. The trees are going to come down. When you have multifamily, if it's family, you have obviously more traffic. I don't know where they're going to come in, if they're going to come through Stonehenge and through that little space between the two houses. I don't know how that's feasible. I guess I'm just thinking this whole area is zoned for single-family residents, and then to come in and have this change to a multifamily, I think it impacts all of our property values. And I know it's across from Rutledge Wilson Farm, but that is a whole other entity. And coming down on Road 146, traffic really zips through there. So these are my concerns: noise pollution, drainage, water problem. They're going to put the subdivision above me in the back here. Going to take out the trees. We're going to have more runoff because of them making that single family home swath through there. There's going to be more drainage. So these are my concerns, and so I would oppose this zoning change.
Thank you, Ms. Foster. Any questions for Ms. Foster? Thank you, ma'am, for coming forward.
Thank you.
Welcome. Anyone else wish to come forward and speak in opposition? 2103, now's the time.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, my name is Ron Johnson, 3747 West River Rock Street, and I have been sworn in. And while I totally agree with Mrs. Russell and Mrs. Foster on the topics that they have discussed, I also sat in that meeting January 21st of this year when this was initially done for the 18 lots there in Spring Creek. The house that he's talking about being 55 feet away from just came off the market, it's my understanding, for $500,000+. I don't think a fourplex is going to help his value any. It's just my personal opinion. And then, as I also said in this meeting, the reason we had to let a driveway come off of Stonehenge was because somebody on the board said there's no way in that he is going to get access off of Farm Road 146. I just wanted to know if anything has changed there on that decision about access off of Farm Road 146.
Well, we'll ask a gentleman on our board that question, sir. Anything else?
No, I think that will cover it at this point. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Before you give up, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Artman, do you have any response to the gentleman's question?
excuse me, I just choked myself a little while ago, and I can't seem to get my throat clear. Excuse me.
All choked up.
I am all choked up. first of all, the comment about there's no way and wherever, I don't think I made that statement, so I'm not sure exactly who he's referring to on the board. that's not my typical verbiage.
I believe that was the second gentleman as you're facing the board. I believe it was the second gentleman to the right. The chair.
Who?
Anyway, Farm Road 146 is a secondary artery. it was the original Stonehenge when it was platted. There was a note on the plat that read, no direct access, will be made to Farm Road 146. In the phase two portion, I believe it was, the access to this property was from the south off of Linwood. And again, that plat read, no access to 146. When the current owner bought the property and changed the street alignment, made the lots more narrow, they're long, got more lots in there, that access was taken away. And we worked, I have several email streams where we worked to make sure that when it was platted, that there's also a note that read, no direct access to 146. That is still our contention that there will be no access to Farm Road 146. We have worked to try to eliminate accesses out there at that point. As many of you know, 146 and 129 in this area, back to West Bypass and the Sunshine, will be built to a three-lane section this summer. So we're trying to, you know, we certainly don't want more access points to a three-lane section. I know Mr. Lee has brought up that, well, this fits the access management policy. Our access management policy was designed to, if you had a piece of property and it was zoned a certain zoning, you could look at that and see what access you would have. That's the spirit of it. The spirit isn't to take a residential lot and set it off to its own and then come back later and, well, let's rezone it and now I can get my access. It was platted as a residential lot. And at that time, and if you look at the management policy, it would say no direct access to that road. So for those reasons, we're certainly, the highway department can't support this, can't support any access to 146. There's an old adage, and I mentioned this to the board the other day. There's an old adage that, you know, if you build it, they will come. And when they come, they will crash. And when they crash, they will sue. I would much rather stand before a judge and try to defend why after 15 years of saying no access to 146 will be allowed, and then it's changed, I'd rather defend why I didn't allow that than to defend why, if someone's ever injured there and a personal injury lawyer asked me that question, why after 15 years all of a sudden you changed it, that I come back and say, well, because it was economically feasible for the developer. I just don't see that as being a good argument. I think there are other ways that Stonehenge, or I'm sorry, not Stonehenge, Springview could be developed for a street system. Can they make money at it? I don't know. I had a lesson from the developer, and he dealt with real dollars, and I don't. And I don't think that's the case. But that's my two cents worth.
Thank you, Mr. Hartman. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Anyone have any additional questions? Mr. Johnson, please. Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Plan Book Case 2103. Mr. Hughes, Mr. Binkley, we done?
We're going to go through the list. Hang on just a second.
I see no other hands raised.
I don't see any other chats in the comment section, so I think we may have heard everybody against 2103.
We'll turn 2103 over to the board for discussion now. We've heard from Mr. Artman. Anyone else on the board wish to discuss further?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for Mr. Lee.
Sure.
So, Mr. Lee, looking at the drawing that was submitted, and it also shows a remainder of lot 19 under this proposed. So we're going to, I guess we've got a remnant creating another remnant.
So when I said a remnant, is there's a lot right now. We're talking about preliminary plats for how it can be developed. But there is a lot right now that just involves that old highway right-of-way. And so when I say a remnant piece, that is that existing lot right now. If you go to the Greene County Tax Assessor site and you click on it,
right,
it's only that old right-of-way lot. And so it is a remnant of that previous highway department plan. It never was a part of Stonehenge or of any platted lot.
Okay.
It was only preliminary. And that's what you're seeing there. That's actually the way the road originally went. And so if you were to click on that piece of land, all of that land is just right of way that used to be there. That's what's there now. The other things that we're discussing are preliminary plats.
Okay. I was looking at the drawing again of the plat, second edition, proposed lot 19, and it kind of crosses both of those. It looks like it goes into that other piece.
Yeah. Right. So can I tell you, I am here trying to come up with any way to develop this piece of property, and this way is the way that meets your regulation. This meets your access guidelines. This meets your land use plan. Again, it's not close to the other buildings, so I feel like it's my best shot. I would be open for any other way to develop it. I spoke with staff about having single family homes there, but all of those involve this odd scenario where it's okay to have an access drive 7 feet from somebody's house, but it's not okay to have a driveway that meets the access guidelines. And so I don't really know how to say that any other way. And I think Rick does a great job, and I get his point, and this is not anything against him, because it's his job to only look at driveways on roads. But there's more to development. I mean, there's a benefit to Greene County. For a long time, and tax benefit, and there's a reason that land use plan is what it is. And so I'm trying to meet your regulations and be able to develop.
I understand, and I think that part of ours is to look for what the intention is and the traffic safety guidelines, all those things we have to take into consideration. Thank you for clarification, though.
Any more discussion?
Mr. Lee, I did have one more question for you. You said you own this piece of property that's kind of an oddball shape to the west of that creek. Do you own the property that abuts Stonehenge, that other kind of behind that house and running up to Stonehenge?
Yes, and so if I'm not allowed to develop or if I'm not allowed to have access to Farm Road 146, the intent is all of that will just be one big lot. They'll have a driveway that comes off of Stonehenge, and they'll wrap around and have a house that backs up to Farm Road 146 but won't have access, and then they'll just have a big vacant piece of land on the other side of that big drainage swale.
So did I hear that right, Mr. Lee, that you right now own property adjacent to Stonehenge that is adjacent to this piece we're looking at?
Yeah, if you look at the plan that's on the screen right now, lot 18 is the way it's currently allowed to develop. And so okay. I'm asking for access for that half of lot 19 where you can't get over the ditch.
Okay. Didn't know that. Thank you. Anybody else have any discussion?
I have this is Ron Johnson again. I think the piece of property that he's talking about that abuts to Stonehenge Drive, that was discussed in the January meeting, and it was supposed to be a driveway to a single residence back in there, and that residence was to be addressed off of Farm Road 146, and the reason it could only be a single driveway was because there's next to lot 34 in the Stonehenge subdivision. There are sewer easements and stuff on that, and there's also a sinkhole on that lot. I just wanted to throw that out there for consideration. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Okay, we're to the board now. Any further discussion by the board? not, somebody want to make a motion?
So, Mr. Chairman, I guess I'm going to step off and hold. I understand the need to try and develop that piece of property, and I get that, but I look at this and I think, I don't know that a quadruplex fits there. I don't know that any multifamily fits there. I understand it is how the land use plan says this is suitable, but we also have to use, you know, the characteristic of the neighborhood that exists there as well. So, and then the safety aspect, I think Mr. Artman's pointed out, I mean, it's anytime the county's doing a project like this, it's not an easy project. It's not like they wake up and make this three lanes and we're going to cut access to it. I mean, that's a long, deliberate, well thought out reason to do those things. And I agree with Mr. Artman to change what their plan has been all along for this. And as that area continues to develop, you'll have more traffic and we'll have more things that'll go along with that. You know, I've got acreage that I wish I could have direct access to highways and county roads that I'm not going to be able to get, and it'd be a lot easier for a couple of them that, if I ever developed it, that I'm just going to have to figure out a different way to do it. So I think that I don't know the answer, and I'm hopeful that Mr. Lee and some others maybe that can come up with some plan, but I just can't support what we're doing. So I will, though, move for approval of Planning Board case. Too many mice on my desk to figure this out.
It's 2103.
Yes.
Second.
Okay. Motion made and seconded to approve Planning Board case number 2103. Yes vote will be to approve, no vote to deny. Mr. Godfrey?
No.
Mr. Scott?
No.
Mr. Artman?
No.
Mr. Russell?
No.
Mr. Lloyd?
No.
Mr. Klingan?
No.
Mr. Webb?
No.
Chair also votes no. Recommended for denial. This case, June 1, 9:30, to be determined, right, Mr. Beakley?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right. We're now to where?